This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day Health on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting information that has been provided to you through the works of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every week. You can check on the Good Day Health Show podcasts, which is a synthesis of the information that Ken presents to us and Jack presents to us, put together so that you have Dr. Jack Stockwell as the other participant in Good Day Health. Very interesting and important comparison in the styles and the kind of medicine that they practice, because everybody's different. Some people like the traditional approach. Some people like the more advanced approach. Ken has a blended approach, and he likes that. The environment that we're in now in some circles provides for, or maybe even requires, Ken, that it be evidence-based. I saw something in Psychology Today on the plane the other day coming back from the West Coast, and it was very interesting and somewhat disturbing. I was annoyed, frankly, by it. The story focusing on natural products, medicines, or commercial medicines that come out of the big pharma. And this particular writer taking the approach that we lean too much on natural, and thus the people who are buying the quote-unquote medicine from the homeopathic providers are doing themselves a disservice, because the FDA hasn't regulated or come down with opinions on the value of some of this stuff. And if the components of the medicine, and I use that word in quotation marks, if the people who are selling these medicines use the same sort of ingredients, then why wouldn't you go with something that had been proven or rubber-stamped by the FDA? I found the whole premise of the article to be preposterous, frankly, but that's my bias. I don't think the FDA necessarily, in some circumstances, they've done us good, and some circumstances, they haven't done us good. I'd be interested in your thoughts, however, about it, because I know in terms of supplements, you take a basic multivitamin every day and maybe certain things, and you know that I have a much more rigorous routine when it comes to supplements. So what do you... The presentation was interesting, though, in that they compared people's habits, spending more money for the nutritional supplements than for drugs, if they have the same ingredient. I don't know. I think that my own bias is, as I've suggested, to use the stuff that isn't a drug. Are there some things that we get that are drugs that are really just made from natural elements?
Yeah. Doug, you would be a rebel in an American medical school. Because
I'm a rebel most of my life. I've been a rebel, no matter what the category.
What you're hearing from that individual is just the usual mainstream opinion that if you practice American medicine, you have to follow, unless you want to have medical legal problems. Mm-hmm. And that's basic structure that we are all, taught and expected to live up to. And if not, we can get ourselves into medical legal trouble.
Yeah. So, but what does that say for the people who recommend the other stuff? They're not in legal trouble. Jack doesn't have legal trouble. He talks about standard processed products all the time. I take them. They're all natural from food. I don't see how that is better than taking a drug. And maybe it isn't. It's just that you're saying you have to listen to people who are telling you what to say, because if you branch out from what you're told, then you can be liable.
Absolutely. Because the expectation when you come to a traditional American doctor is that they're prescribing what's FDA approved. That's just a basic tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. and a choice.
And I know that. I know that doesn't sit well with you, but...
Well, it sits well. It's okay, because I don't want you to get into trouble, but I find it annoying, A, that the government, once again, is the nanny here, and they're protecting somebody.
Well, they all... I mean, I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining it. I mean, the states license us, and then the FDA is the one who controls what we're allowed to prescribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And so the people who don't prescribe...
A lot of authority.
Yeah, it is. And it's based on government influence, and we all know the government is influenced by money. And the big donors to the big campaigns of the people that sit on the committees in the Senate and the House that oversee medicine and medical decisions are all influenced. You could see millions of dollars. This is the old thing about, well, it's not so old, but I suggested a couple of years ago that all the people in Congress wear jackets like the guys in NASCAR. So you can see who's, you know, Michael, what's his face, Marco Rubio, a big four-flushing phony from Florida. How do you like that for alliteration?
Wow.
Four-flushing phony from Florida who got $3,310,000 from the NRA last year. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, as it applies to, it applies to everybody in Congress and the committees they sit on, but people that are on the medical committees getting tons of dough from the big pharma interests. And so that's why the rules are the way they are, and that's why decisions are made that are made, and people need to know that. I think they're resisting that. That's why more money is spent on natural medicine or natural whatever you want to call it than on conventional medicine. Anyway.
Well, I hope the system's not that corrupt or everything that we practice in medicine is not based on much hope. You know, I guess we are hoping that it's based on the evidence and that's all and not the money, but maybe I'm a Pollyanna. And
yep, you are. But, and so but, am I.
But you know, American medicine is based on what you're just, you know, railing about. And,
right. Yeah,
and, you know, you're railing against what is the tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's why you're here, to keep me on the straight and narrow as much as anything else, because left to right.
You kind of hope that the system is not that corrupt. You know, maybe it is, but I don't know.
But you know it's corrupt. You know it's corrupt to a point.
Well,
you may not agree on how much corruption there is in, but we're corrupt. It's corrupt.
It's just, is it any different in medicine than it is in any other field?
No.
You know,
no, right. Not suggesting that it is.
Right.
But our lives depend on the medical advice that you give us, and you get your information from going to the conventional school, but now you've said many times
but
that
I don't know
you don't use that anymore.
I don't know of a less corrupt system. That's what I'm not aware of.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. And I don't know that I would debate it with you. I think it is. It's the old, about the whole system. It's a lousy system, but it's better than anybody else's.
Right, but where is it less corrupt?
In terms of countries?
No, in terms of the, well...
Or businesses.
All of the above. I mean, it's human nature, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We're talking about that's exactly right. We're not talking about just the business of medicine. We're talking about human nature and how corruptible humans are.
If I were to learn that anything that I was being advised was based on a corrupt system, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
I know. Yeah. Yep. I get it. I know.
And
all right, 15 past the hour. We're going to get to some of the work that Ken has done. As usual, he's evaluated a lot of the very important stories, the news from the world of medicine, what's going out, what's coming in. So we'll review most of the things from the journals as we pass our way through the important time we have together on Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where all of the podcasts are. It's now 15 after the hour. Krill oil, omega 50. The krill oil that comes from Purity Products, krill and omega-3s, make krill omega-50 plus with CoQ10 a must-have for your supplemental routine. If you're anybody who does anything with supplements, I know Ken and I talk about this all the time when it comes to especially the omega-3s And the information, I don't know if you heard me talking about this week, Ken, or not. The difference between the salmon that's on the East Coast and the salmon that's on the West Coast, even. How it's broken down, the stuff that comes from fish farms, which are basically on the East Coast, versus the fish that is in the waters, the fresh rivers and waters on the West Coast. Make the difference. Help yourself to a free bottle, 800-355-1493, of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
19 after the hour on Good Day Health. So, Ken, there is a focus on e-cigarettes in one of the journals this week. And I don't know that this is new. The conclusion, though, is that they may not help you quit. I think there's a lot more to it than that. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we?
Well, it's just more new data studying the same question. And it's out in the very important medical journal this week, Annals of Internal Medicine, that e-cigarettes did not help people quit smoking in the study. But more studies are needed to determine, Doug, if the devices can play some role in smoking cessation. Mm-hmm. What they did was they looked after 6 months of hospitalized patients who used e-cigarettes. They were less likely to have quit smoking than those who did not use the devices. Smokers who want to quit or cut down, here we go, should use one of the FDA-approved smoking cessation medications, which are known to be safe and effective as a first choice. If you do choose to try e-cigarettes, then switch completely from tobacco cigarettes and use e-cigarettes daily. Don't use them both. Apparently, when you use them both, you tend to smoke more and not stop.
So these things, whoever came up with these things, we've talked about them, I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how bad they are for kids because a lot
Correct.
Of youngsters are trying
this
to
This is another study supporting
it. Right. So e-cigarettes are not going to do you any good. Get the patches. Maybe psychologically you go see somebody and deal with it. There are some people that use hypnosis, Ken, to stop smoking.
Absolutely.
And that works. It may be different. You got to try a bunch of different things.
But no matter.
Yeah, acupuncture is great for it, and depending on how...
And for some people, the meds, Chantix, Wellbutrin, nicotine patch, FDA-approved items.
Or just quit. Just say to yourself,
cold
I'm
turkey.
Not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Studies show that cold turkey is very effective. We
very
didn't
good.
Know that. That's new information.
21 after the hour with Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, the Orlando area. If you're in that area and you want to go see Ken, his office number is 352-735-1400. For an appointment, you'll have no regrets going to see Ken. Everything, anything, all your body needs to be examined regularly. That's why I love to get my annual physical. Sometimes I get a couple every year, so I know what's going on inside my body. You need to know what's going on inside your body. And a great way to get the interpretation of things is to visit Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. All right, back to the journals. Dementia and being married, how are they connected?
Dementia and being married. Well, this comes out of the Journal of the Alzheimer's Disease this week. As dementia, Doug, is the leading cause of dependence and disability among seniors worldwide, and because there's no effective medication for treatment for it currently, we hope to identify life-related factors to reduce people's risks. So the news this week out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease is that increased risk factors for dementia later in life include age, marital status, body mass index, and amount of sleep, which is what we just talked about.
Yeah. All right. So it stands to reason, no matter what, if you use common sense, you're eating well, you get enough rest, exercising, many of the things that do fall apart. You saw the story about the 104-year-old guy this week who wanted, at the end of it all, to commit suicide. He wanted some physician-assisted suicide, and he finally passed away. But his story was very apt. He was very acutely aware of what was going on. He had a press conference. He sounded as smart as you and me and as with it as you and me. And he lived a good, healthy life, did his work, practiced working until the late 90s. And he had to, I guess he had to use a wheelchair or a cane or something, and his eyesight was going bad. And so after that, he thought his life wasn't worth living, and he still stuck around for another 20 years. So he worked until he was in his mid-80s, and then he basically dispatched himself, and he was 104, he's in a wheelchair. But boy, the interest, Ken, from people who wanted to know more about this, I find, you know, I don't know, people might, when they get sick, they must ask you. You're kind of a shrink, in a sense. You're not paid to be a shrink, but people come to you for advice. And so if someone said to you, you just gave them the diagnosis, your heart is falling apart, you need a heart transplant, and if there isn't one available, so this person says, well, maybe I should commit suicide. What do you say to them?
Well, I would try to discourage that.
Yeah, why? Well, if they didn't want to live anymore, why? Why would you discourage it?
Well, I would want to make sure that they were, you know, mentally intact when they made that decision. And if they were ready to go, I would not do anything aggressive to keep them alive. But I would not also do anything to actively help them do their life in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of call that the fatalistic approach, where you just want natural events to occur and not get in their way. And if one is mentally sane, then that becomes a reasonable approach. There are others at end of life who want every single possible thing done medically for them, right to the last breath. And there are many people who want a much less aggressive approach at end of life. And I think this is where what an individual wants, if they have strong feelings and they are mentally intact, the doctor has to work with the patient. You know, I often tell those patients they get two votes and I get one.
Well, I think it is a real issue these days. It's something that people are really thinking about, because we're making life longer in a sense through lots of medical advances. So, you know, maybe the point with some, everybody should be able to do their own thing as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. 28 past the hour. Good day, health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, a bit pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump delivers remarks at a recently reopened steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, following the announcement of increased tariffs on imported steel.
We're here today to celebrate a great victory, a victory for all of you, for this community, and for our entire country.
Echoing his refrain that other countries have taken advantage of American wealth and workers, Trump said that before his election, the United States was the big, dumb piggy bank that everybody was robbing. Earlier in the day, the president was in Iowa bolstering his support among farmers.
But we just opened up Europe for you farmers. You're not going to be too angry with Trump, I can tell you.
After President Trump blasted the European Union as a trade foe and threatened to block with tremendous retribution, the United States and Europe appear to have reached a tentative truce in what the White House described as a vindication of Trump's tough trade tactics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken, can we go back to that study on e-cigarettes? Or I wanted to sort of dig around in this because it is so important, especially for teenagers. Parents need to know what their children are doing. And if you didn't get the gist of what Ken was talking about, these five cancer-causing toxins that have been found in the urine of youngsters who are using these e-cigarettes. They call it vaping, I think, Carol.
Yeah, let's do a little background on it. Sure, yeah. I was getting right to the point. But let's go and do a little background on this. These electronic cigarettes, they're also called e-cigarettes. They're battery-powered devices. They heat a liquid solution, which may or may not include nicotine, into a vapor, Doug, that is inhaled or vaped by the user. And these devices, they've become a popular alternative to conventional cigarettes in recent years, due in part to the belief that they present fewer health risks than regular ones. However, this surge in popularity is controversial, not only due to whether or not vaping is harmful, but also because of concerns that teenagers may use e-cigarettes as a gateway into regular smoking. This was all not predicted when these things came out. And this recent study that you're referring to actually found that teenagers who had used e-cigarettes had three times the amount of toxic compounds in their bodies than teenagers who had never vaped. And then the news, why this has become so newsworthy in the medical world is because there's a new study published just this week in PLOS One that looked at the whole area of e-cigarettes, analyzed all the data, all the publications, the biggest review of the most people using this, and came to the conclusion that these e-cigarettes are linked with more population-level harms than benefits. And the authors also noted that these e-cigarettes could slow or reverse the substantial reduction in smoking among young people that tobacco control efforts have driven since the 1990s, because people, the young kids are using this as a gateway to begin smoking, and they're not using it as was intended to get off of cigarettes, and it wasn't intended to pollute their bodies with all these heavy metals.
Consequences. And by the way, this is a big study, 70,000 people.
Correct. This is a major study.
This is major, yeah.
You and I have hemmed and hawed about, are they risky, are they okay? And I think this really will close the book on whether or not e-cigarettes are good or bad.
Now, go ahead and finish
this. And I think the clear conclusion is, mom and dad, get the kids off this and don't even start it.
Well, what's going to happen, you're going to see, I think, there's an epidemic in lung cancer. There's an increase in lung cancer problems now, and this just increases the risk of people. I'm not sure whether there's a drug company involved. I'm asking this question because I don't know the answer, Ken. I'm not a lawyer, so I ask questions. I don't know the answer to the questions before I ask them. Lung cancer sometimes is caused, especially with women, by things that you can't really predict. Smoking is a way that you can sort of predict lung cancer and pulmonary problems, but there are more and more women who are developing lung cancer, many more than men, and one wonders why that is.
Well, they've caught up in the smoking area.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But if you're not a smoker and you still get lung cancer.
Well, you know, what else are you putting into your lungs? What else are you breathing in the workplace? And women are working in areas where traditionally they weren't, and getting exposed to the things that the guys were in the workplace. So it's all of these. But lungs are interesting organs. They get exposed to so many toxins and in the air as you breathe. And not only do you get cancer, but you get chronic inflammation. So I'd also be worrying about things in addition to cancer from all these toxins that you're breathing in. Chronic exposure to foreign bodies in the lungs does nothing to help you breathe long term. Just creates chronic inflammation, beats up the lungs, they don't work, it makes it harder to breathe, and no one has figured out a good way to have a happy life as you get older without good lungs.
Bristol Myers Squibb has claimed a breakthrough in lung cancer treatment with an alternative to chemotherapy. They call it Opdivo, O-P-D-I-V-O.
This is the whole area of immunotherapy, and this is the next leap in the treatment of cancer. Chemotherapy is okay, but boy, we know that it's not very specific. It kills normal cells, and that's the big problem, but it was, for a long time, the best we had. And what's so much better is using immunotherapy, where you target specifically the abnormal cells and you make an antibody that goes directly to the bad cell and selectively kills the bad cell and gets rid of it. And that's the future of the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things that is maybe the future for keeping people. There are two sides to this coin. One, preventing cancer. Two, trying to treat it and cure it once you have it. And dealing with the first is far more beneficial to everybody. You don't want to get it because you don't want to have to deal with the horrors of it. But
absolutely. But again, about, as you were alluding to before, about 20% of lung cancers are in people who have never, ever smoked, and they live a healthy lifestyle.
So where are they coming from? Yeah.
Genetically.
Right.
It's
genetics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But cancer didn't even exist. When did cancer first get onto the
radar. When did first cases, wasn't it only a couple of hundred years ago, did people ever die 1,000 years ago of cancer or something like it?
It was around. It just, again, people didn't live as long. You know, you go back to the 1700s and people died at age 35 on average. You know,
right.
You know, when we wrote the Declaration of Independence in America, what was the average age of death in America?
Well, the other side of that
35.
Is that when you hear about some of the stories that today would be considered child abuse, children, girls, when they were 12, 13, 14 years of age, were having their first children.
Absolutely.
And that's a whole horror.
You know,
think about that.
We think of Ben Franklin, but he was an oddity. In 1776, the average age people died was 35, so you're not going to see cancer.
Well, even before World War, if you go back to 100 years ago, before World War II, the average person in our country, 45, 50.
Exactly.
If you lived to be 16.
That was old age. Oh,
it was old. You were old. Yeah.
We didn't have antibiotics.
And now there are plenty of people who live to well beyond 100.
We hope.
I certainly expect to do that. And you with your exercise routine, you will too. There'll be plenty of people in the next century that live to be 130, 140. You wait and see. And yet that flies in the face.
I never doubt your crystal ball.
Thank you. But that does fly in the face, though, of all these things that we were talking about here. You're trying to prevent cancer, heart disease, all those problems. Even with that stuff around us, there will be plenty of people. And one wonders, are they beginning to learn more about the spirit-mind-body connection?
Oh, my
healthier
gosh.
Body, healthier approach to eating, you know, that kind of... There's such a dichotomy, Ken, those who do and those who don't.
When I was the younger generation of medicine, these ideas were thought of as wacky, crazy ideas. But now, you know, the older generation of medicine is really adopting these into mainstream medicine.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, let's talk about one of the aspects of that, and that's enhancing your immune system and how well that serves your body. It's not the only way, but a concentration on having your immune system work to the fullest extent it can, the best possible balance in your body. Thus, the focus on balance of nature, which will provide to you nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables every day. The recommendation from Balance of Nature is that you buy these two. There's a fruit bottle, there's a vegetable bottle. Capsules for both dried ripened fruits and vegetables. They put them in a capsule. There's no sugar, there's no sides, there's nothing. It's all natural, and if you take course of quote-unquote treatment is that in the morning you take one of each of these fruits and vegetables, and in the evening you do it, and over the course of a month, they claim it'll enhance your immune system by over 700%. And they also provide you with a health coach. When you go online to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV, you're entitled to a free month supply using the code DJV. Also, to their health coach, no charge, guide or get guidance. Any questions you may have, they'll help you through understanding what's going on in your body and how the immune system works. So, get these capsules. There are 30 in each bottle, enough for a month. Try it out. You get special discounts on other things as well. They have a fiber product you'll want to find out about. All this to enhance your quality of life and your balance of nature. Thus the name, Balance of Nature. Get it at balanceofnature.com with all the benefits using the promo code DJV.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Loved. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With today's technology and robotics and artificial intelligence, it was only a matter of time before it made its way to your home. For example, iRobot is a pioneer in home robotics, launching the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner back in 2002. Not familiar with the Roomba? We asked Craig Hendrickson from iRobot to fill us in.
Technology that we've been developing over the years, robotic technology about how to navigate complex environments, and we applied that to something that many people view as relatively mundane, which is vacuuming your floor. One great thing about all Roombas is they do have a charging dock that they will return to automatically. Robot will go off its mission. Maybe you've scheduled it to run while you're at work. It'll automatically go run around your floor. And when it's done, it'll return and charge itself.
More on the Roomba family is at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
47 after the hour. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen. The dementia study that we were focused, there's always something about dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things, and the risk of having dementia because you're not fit. I think it's about stamina as much as anything else, because some people, as they get older, Ken, as we all get older, we don't have as much stamina, so people sometimes give up. And the encouraging thing coming out of this, it seems to me, is how easy it is to lower the risk of dementia, especially if you're a woman who's moderately fit. And that is not like men, although I maintain the more muscle you have, the better you are, whether you're a man or a woman, and that will keep you away from all of these things. But isn't it interesting how the connection, very strong connection between cardiovascular health, your heart, your circulatory system, and the health of your brain.
Sure,
that's really what I carry out of this.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about my favorite drug, exercise, because it will increase your stamina. And you're talking about how you're going to have less stamina. You don't have to just accept that. As you get older, you're going to have less stamina, because with exercise and doing it right and doing it reasonably, you can actually increase your stamina. I've seen it in myself. And this is a study that really gives us all great hope. Without drugs, how we can actually slash our risk of getting dementia. Published this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. It's a new study. It's uncovered an additional advantage of being physically fit. It was done for women. Hopefully they'll repeat it one day in men. That a highly decreased risk of dementia occurs when you're very physically fit, women, because 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia. This is loss of memory and ability to think. It's the most common we found in older adults, and it's more common, as I said, in women. But the news this week is that women who are very physically fit in middle age have an almost 90% decreased risk of being diagnosed with dementia later in life, unlike their moderately fit peers who are more exposed to this condition. So talk to the doctor if you haven't been in the gym lately, if you haven't been in a workout program, but get fit, get going. I feel myself moving faster leaving the gym than when I arrive. And don't be afraid, you'll be the only one out of shape. Amazingly, probably at least two-thirds of the people in most gyms are not fit.
There you go. 50 million people a year have come across this around the world. You don't want to be a statistic. It's 10 before the hour. Good day, health time.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234.
That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Now it's 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Dr. Ken Kronhaus once again. A focus on all the work that he does every week. We continue to make that a spicy part of our conversations every week, too. The studying he does of all the journals of medicine to see what the latest information is. I'm going to tie one of the stories, Ken, into an experience that I've had myself. I have been maybe in denial over the years on the farm. I have whacked my head any number of times on equipment and circumstances. I've told you some of the stories. I've told some of the stories on the air, and I've sort of passed them off because I've never really had anything that lasted. And the other day, I was getting out of a closet in my house, and I knocked my head left side, the back rear left side of my head on the ceiling, and it stunned me for a second. I didn't think it was that hard. It is a hard ceiling, and then didn't seem to be anything that was lasting. And then yesterday when I woke up, I got out of bed and I didn't sleep well during the night, and my left leg had bothered me, tingled and kind of sore and I don't know, all kinds of stuff that was weird. I had ringing in my ears and the left side of my face, jaw, head they're tender. So, I wondered because, I know that you've studied something here in one of the journals about concussions, so you want to tell me something about mine, and then we'll tell the story about what the research has led
for people to believe about concussions.
Well, yours would concern me a little bit, and I hope you have a boring couple of days after all that ringing in the ears. And if that associated limb sensation is related to this, I'd be a little concerned. But did you twist your – did you do anything also independently to the legs when this happened?
No, not that I can remember. But I am going to go see the. I'm going to see the guy that I see up here that you know.
Yeah, you do need an exam to check this out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny because it's. It almost feels like because I've been exercising more. I wonder if there's some nerve that I twisted also in my back. If that would affect
right.
my
you may
legs.
Have, you may have done that independent of the traumatic brain injury that you just experienced. But the news this week that you were talking about that everyone needs to know about, this is out of the medical journal of Neurology this week, is that if you've ever had a mild concussion, that's traumatic brain injury, your risk of developing Parkinson's disease goes up by 56%. And before you panic, it's not as bad as it sounds because these new findings do not mean that everyone who's ever had a concussion is doomed to develop the degenerative neurologic disorder that affects coordination of movement, because the lifetime risk of Parkinson's is probably about 1 to 2% for all of us, so a greater than 50% increase in that risk is not as alarming as it sounds.
Well, there are these. We've heard, I think, in the last few weeks, stories about one and done in other areas. You could be exposed to something just once, like one night's bad sleep, and you could end up getting Alzheimer's. I mean, I think we talked about that earlier on.
Talk about that this week.
Sensationally, yeah. I mean, is it sensationalism?
No, this is from the National Institutes of Health, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences just this week, Doug, that losing just one night's sleep causes an immediate increase in beta amyloid, proteins in the brain that clump together to form brain plaques, characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. This new study is the first to show that sleep helps to clear beta amyloid, a metabolic waste product present in the fluid between cells from the human brain. And the bottom line is, if you're sleepy during the day, you're at increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
What? Sleepy during the day that leads you to taking a nap?
If you're sleepy during the day, in any way, you're having accumulation of that beta amyloid.
As I get relaxed after the pressure of being on the air is over, and I kind of want to take a nap for a half hour or so.
Well, you're probably, hopefully, clearing it, but that study's yet to be done.
Really? All right. Dr. Ken, the folks at Get the Tea, there's a very important a maneuver to change people's habits when it comes to the sorts of things they ingest. We talk about getting enough water. Also, this is a fabulous product if you want to cleanse your body because there's so much around pesticides, herbicides, processing of foods, GMOs, that sort of thing. So along comes Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula of tea. Cleanses, rids your body of all these toxins, molds, parasites, that kind of stuff. So start drinking Life Change Tea as I have and we have, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. GetTheTea.com, the only place you can get it. Can't get it in stores. Go online to GetTheTea.com and use the code DJV. You'll get free shipping. GetTheTea.com to claim.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.